The traditional hero of the novel is endowed with a quite specific function. He is the focal point of reference for virtually all events in the world he represents, and he gives the reader the opportunity to participate in these events. This even applies to the 19th century novel, when the prominence of the hero can no longer be taken for granted, because the basic representative features still remain intact. Whatever historical changes the hero may have undergone, he retains an incontestable identity of his own. His self-awareness is unquestioned, and, for all the complications of human relationships, the undenied precondition for his actions is still his openness to intersubjectivity. The modern consistency concept of reality implies that the self gains and fulfills its identity as a self-awareness through the potential accord between itself and the surrounding world. It implies also that it is the self's capacity for intersubjective reference which makes the given reality into an objective world. In this sense, subjectivity is taken for granted by the classical novel, for which it is the condition enabling outside reality to be conceivable as the sphere in which the characters undergo their experience and perform their actions. In the 19th century, this structure was generally not called into question because the heroes of the novel were meant to illuminate the naturalistic milieu, the destinies that sprang from it, and the actions that were connected with it in the form of variously motivated attempts to change it. But this structure was bound to undergo a transformation the moment it found itself taken as the actual theme of the novel. The self ceased merely to be a reflection of the world, and instead seemed to lose the world altogether on being reduced to the hitherto unquestioned factors that conditioned its function.